Hello and welcome back to the Timbers from the Spot podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Tyler.
And man, the Timbers
suck.
Stank. Yeah.
Stank, suck, yeah.
All of the adjectives that are synonyms for bad and terrible can all be used to describe this Timbers performance.
Just about.
In a game that started out well.
I had some good things to say, in the first half.
I was ready to come on here, talk about how our defensive shape looked pretty solid at the start. Good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We were creating decent chances out of the break, this is what a counterattacking team kind of started to look like in the first 20 minutes. You give a lot of possession up, but you stay compact, you don't let them through, and then you break with your, front four, and you end up creating some good chances, and that goalie puts away.
Honestly, the funny thing is, too, last week we talked about how we just could not play up to the level of, what we needed to play at in our formation, and then we finally do that, and then it all fell apart.
Yeah, we scored, and a couple minutes after that, it started to look shaky again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then, I would figure the goal would solidify us more.
Nope.
But no.
Nope. one man in particular we will be getting to.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we'll save him for less as we go through the team. I thought Mosquera kind of non-existent in this game.
Honestly, yeah.
I don't know. He just didn't have much of an impact.
Not going up too much. Nothing, terrible on defense, though.
No.
So, I mean,
that's why he just kind of had a game. But, yeah, if you look at the passing network, this is probably the most compact we've seen the back four.
Yeah, very.
This actually looks like a normal back four. Mosquera and Bravo are pretty much equal.
Yeah.
On either side, normally Mosquera's way up the field. He's not in this.
But the rest of the team, what is going on? I mean, every single player is in a line down the middle of the pitch in between Maviala and McGraw. Mm-hmm. It is, not what we'd like to see. And KC, on the other hand, has a very nice passing back.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what KC did. They passed around us, got a good foundation, and we had nothing.
Yeah.
We'll skip over the right center back for a second. So we go through Zach McGraw. I mean, I think he was just okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
the Mabiala own goal comes from Zach McGraw trying to make an interception.
Tough, though, because,
it's tough for him, but, he does his best.
Yeah.
Get out in front and...
I feel like maybe he could have done better with it.
Yeah.
But
that chance probably should have been saved. But, saved not by the keeper, but in terms of...
Not going in.
I thought Bravo had a really good offensive game.
Yeah, I agree.
Defensively, on the other hand,
rough.
It was a classic Claudio Bravo game.
It was.
And another game that shows this man cannot be a left back in a back four.
Because
his defense is terrible.
I don't get it. I mean, again, we see him jogging on their first goal when realistically he needs to be stepping there. Him and McGraw need to be stepping. Yeah. It's McGraw's fault also, kind of.
Yeah, McGraw kind of lets him loose in the corner a little bit, but...
Is that McGraw that had him in the corner?
Yeah, McGraw.
Okay, so McGraw cannot let that happen, in my opinion. I mean, you let him dribble in the corner for 20 seconds, then he gets out of it. I mean, at least somebody has a double with him. I don't know. And then
Moreno kind of gives just a loose dive.
Yeah, that was the other thing too. Moreno, come on, you can't just be diving like that in that position. I understand he's not a defender, but I feel like anybody on that pitch needs to understand that.
Yeah.
I feel like they all do, and then when he cuts in again, is it Mabiala that doesn't step then?
Paredes.
It's Paredes, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like McGraw's got to get that out.
I mean, Moreno kind of dodges in, Bravo. I mean, no one's really else is there to step because he kind of is going more towards midfield rather than the box.
Yeah.
So Bravo's kind of the only person who's tracking with him. Evander's more up top, he's not that close to it. He doesn't come close enough to Paredes and Diego Char, who are right at the 18, basically. And, I mean, that's all just Bravo kind of jogging.
Yeah.
I
remember watching this and thinking that there's no way he should get that shot off.
No, absolutely not.
There's just too many opportunities for him to not get that shot off.
Yeah. And then the second goal, Bravo kind of just gives a light little jump as the ball's crossed in.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, if he didn't jump,
you probably would have stopped
it. Ball probably hits his foot.
Yeah, it goes right under it, basically, so yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I want him to succeed so much. And we've seen, offensively, again, he looked good. He
always looks pretty good offensively, in my opinion. I mean,
he's good at advancing the ball and, getting in the advance, playing 1-2s to get up the field and finding the right passes.
Pretty good at stepping in the midfield also. I think he's been pretty good at that, yeah.
But it's just marking.
That is
marking
that is
tough for him. And closing out. Yeah. Marking and closing out have been the toughest things for him.
Honestly, before this goal, though, I guess not specifically Bravo. But, I mean, Bravo, too, because he's part of the back line. But the announcers even said, like, oh, wow, KC's sending a ball in and every man is marked and there's no shot that anybody's touching it. And that is at the first time this season, I think, that anybody's even been able to say that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we fall apart. But
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, this goal kind of just collapses us.
Yeah.
We were already starting to show a shaky sign here or there after our first goal. But it just, the wheels fell off after this one.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. The wheels fell off somewhat defensively. They fall off in the second half completely.
Oh, completely.
Offensively, we still look fine. But yeah, I mean, Paredes in the midfield, again, I thought he was okay. He had a couple good ball progressions in the midfield. And
yeah, nothing terrible.
Didn't do anything terrible. Yeah. Didn't do anything great. Diego Chara.
Yeah, I mean,
he was just kind of doing his thing in the midfield. Yeah. Tyrone just wasn't really that too impactful.
Yeah. Yeah, he had some good moments.
He creates the chance for Boldy that we'll talk about in just a second. Off of a good pass by Bravo, that's the one thing I wanted. Bravo has such a good line-breaking pass to get Asprilla running down the wing. Asprilla puts it in. Evander was just kind of non-existent. Is the right word to use.
Yeah.
He wasn't involved at all.
Not as much as he has been. Nearly as much, definitely. Yeah. And we need him involved, as we've seen. When he is involved, we win games.
Yeah. I mean, they did a good job of not allowing him any opportunities. And, you know, counterattacking doesn't really seem like his style.
No.
He wants time on the ball. He wants to be able to touch the ball multiple times, you know, in the flow of it, so that way he can find different, you know, get the defense moving one way, and then the next time he gets the ball, he knows that they're going to want to move that way, so send it the opposite way. He doesn't really want to counterattack, it seems like. He has the ability to make those passes, of course, on the counter. Just seems like his comfortability is kind of more with the ball in possession.
Definitely.
Moreno goes off at halftime with an ankle injury.
Yeah.
He was training today. He was in full
training.
That's
good. That's good. Okay.
On the other hand, we'll note Jimmy was not. Gio said he picked up the hamstring injury.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was very bad in this game to lose both of them.
Yeah. Because Jimmy comes on and is immediately off 9 minutes later.
His looked worse because his was off the ball both times. So, Moreno's, I don't think he had a specific moment necessarily.
No, I think
it's
probably, it could just be the ankle injury that's been nagging at him and decided it was time to come out, but oh, man.
Not good. I will say, though, Loria came in and did a pretty good job, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For both of that.
I was watching it near the end of the game, and I was like, Loria's kind of doing.
He was kind of cooking down the line. like, there was that one, he had a run down the line where he beat like three guys.
Yeah,
and then,
make someone, and I was just like, okay. Okay, is this the point we're at in the game? The game has gone to complete chaos. I can't remember what the score was at that point.
I think it was three at that point.
Whether or not it was 3-1, and I was just like, are we going to get a Loria-led comeback going
here? I know, because actually at that point, it was like 80-something. Like, if we were to get a goal back at that point, there's a chance.
Yeah.
At 3-2. But it kind of really never felt like we were going to come back after 3, to be honest.
No.
But
just those two quick goals, just bang, bang. It was like, well,
they
were
both
done.
Not great, too.
No.
They were both not good.
Yeah. We'll get to Boldy.
Yeah.
Boldy, that's a poacher's goal, the first
one.
That's
a good finish.
He was right there in the middle, gets the ball at his feet, turns around, knocks it in.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's what we need. That's what we wanted from a Boldy from striker.
Yeah.
And then the 42nd.
Towards the end of the half.
It was an added time.
Yeah.
But as we said, Bravo plays this great ball-breaking pass. Line-breaking pass to Asprilla.
Yeah.
Asprilla plays a beautiful ball right into the middle.
I mean,
right to Bully's head. The right side of the net is wide open.
He's within the frame of the goal also. He doesn't have to put this back. He is within the far post in this. And it's on, like, at his head level.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. That needs to be a goal. Like,
and he just misses.
Yeah.
And that just deflates. And that was right after KC got a goal ruled out for offsides. That was right, or for the foul. It also would have been ruled off for offside.
I think the announcers were talking about it. I thought they thought it was an offside.
Yeah, they
goal.
Thought it was too.
Yeah.
No one was looking for the foul.
Yeah.
Until they showed the VAR, and the VAR was like, "It is a foul." And we were like, "Okay." But yeah, if he had scored that goal, all of the momentum is us.
Oh, yeah.
All
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Because KC is already deflated after celebrating a goal that didn't happen, and then we immediately score going into halftime.
That's very
that
good.
Places
that's very good for us.
Whack.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
And we're up 2-1 going into the break. Yeah, but no. He misses and
we don't get another one.
We don't get another one.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the man of the hour.
Oh.
Baris Mabiello.
Oh yeah.
What are we doing, man?
Listen, I've seen some comments that Miller needs to start over him, and I think I agree at this point. Like, yeah, in this situation.
Like, the worrying thing to me, and we talked about it before, if Mabiala got picked, like, the first time at the start of the season, and keeps, like, getting picked, even with, like, not these not great performances,
yeah,
how good is Miller in a four back?
That's like, true. That's true.
Because, like, we've seen him come into the games late, and they rarely file him into a five back. They play him in a wing. They played him in outside
that's
back.
That's true. That's true.
I want to see Eric Miller center back. Okay, like I'm not trying to say the next time Zupark is back from his yellow card accumulation. So I'm not saying that, you know, like, but the next time that probably McGraw is going to be out for the yellow card accumulation, it's probably the next instance mm-hmm. of us needing to start Mabiala or Eric Miller. I would like to see Eric Miller.
Why not?
I'm concerned if that could be bad due to the fact that Mabiala keeps getting picked.
I mean, how much worse can we get? If we're being honest here, that's like, fair. Who cares? Like,
that's fair. As long as Eric Miller doesn't get two own goals, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I will also say Clegg has proven that he's been pretty good in moments for us.
He didn't look good in the RSL game, though.
Yeah, but nobody did, to be fair. But that is true.
Well, but then you also can't hang on the fact that he looked good in the game against Orange County.
That is all. Yeah, that is also true. So. Okay. Well, fair. Yeah. We also don't know what Miller looks like, though, so.
Well, he's played in a three-back once or twice this season. And
that's true.
Has gone
that's
an outside true. Back, and he's shown that he's not going to give you anything great, but he'll be solid.
He at least has pace.
A little bit.
Any kind of pace. I think I could outrun Mabiala.
I was about to say, you or I would add pace to that back line instead of Mabiala. Yeah. So, I don't know if that's really a debate. But, yeah, I mean, we probably... Do we win this game with Zoop?
I don't know. Because the goal...
The own goal is the third goal.
Yeah. And I don't know if you can fully put that on Mabiala.
Own goal?
Obviously, he scores it. But, like, the position that he's in, what else is he going to do? That's the thing. That's my question. What else can he do to stop that from being a goal here?
I mean, look, this isn't
a goal, okay.
But, like, I don't know. Just... Because it's a little... Well, first off, in the second goal, he kind of just lets...
I was going to say that.
Lets the mark run right in front of him.
That can't happen.
Here's the thing. He kind of starts a run and then just slows as he's getting to the guy. You need to just keep running, my guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to get in front of him. This isn't like a thing where it's like, I'm marking him because someone might pass him eventually. The pass is coming, my guy.
Yeah, he is the one there.
Like, you need to get in front there. But, I mean, the third goal, as we said, you know, well, first off, ball's played long and over the top. Guy could have kept running for all I care, and Mabiala would never be able to catch up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's...
That's why, in that position, what else is he going to do, is my question. Because he cannot get goal side of that man.
No.
That just is not possible. So, I really don't know if there's any other way for him to stop that ball.
It's just more like, I don't know, just like taking a little bit of a different angle or trying to get the ball like on top or around, like the foot around or on top of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is
because he just slides in.
Yeah.
Like, if Mabiala, if we're thinking physics, you slide in at a diagonal to the goal and the ball is in front of you, the ball is just going to continue straight.
I mean, that is true. Yeah, that is true.
You got to try like a little bit of a different angle.
Issue is if he's not, like, there, then it's a goal no matter what.
Well, but yeah, but it's just like, that is kind of tough. But I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have full faith that Zupark would not have done the same thing as my thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know in that situation. I mean, I guess if he had the like. Foresight to see that he should have cut in front of him, but
Yeah.
I just don't even think he could have.
No, he couldn't have. He could have cut back in front of him. He
possibly.
But that's like we're not like saying that, oh, you should have done this, but
if he can,
like, oh, he could have gotten
the thing
around.
Is, if he can get there at the same time that Ivicic is trying to slide and save it, then I think it gets stopped.
Yeah.
Because if he's there, Ivicic obviously misses it because he taps it around him, but if Mabial is also there, then that's not getting by.
Yeah.
So I guess that is the one spot he could have been. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
And then at that point, those goals 2 minutes away from each other, 3-1.
Good game.
Lights out.
Yeah.
Lights out. Good game. Let's go home before anyone else gets injured.
Yeah, basically.
The back-to-back text, you go, someone got to get in front of that in relation to the first goal.
Yeah.
Not even a minute later, what is happening?
I mean, come on. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that was hit me in rapid succession, and I was just like, yep.
Yeah.
It's so over.
Yeah.
It's so over.
Yeah. There's just nothing we were going to do after that one.
No.
Honestly. And then they just kept coming, too.
The thing is, at that point, you would think we get a little bit of possession. No!
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. Like, I was waiting, like, oh, we got to start getting on the ball and, like, actually making chances, right? And then KC just keeps the ball.
Yeah.
It's like... And, I mean, credit to them, too. They did have... As bad as we were in moments, they also did have a very good game. They had 90% passing accuracy, which is... Mm-hmm. Or 89, but, you know, that's...
They took advantage of exactly what we gave them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so, look... They scored. I'm gonna count it in basically the 70th minute because this website does 5 minute intervals. In the 70 to 75th minute. Oh wait, I thought it was wait nine. Yeah, okay. In the 70 to 75th minute, they have 57% possession.
Yeah.
In the 75th to 80th minute, they have 100% possession. For those 5 minutes.
Yeah, come on.
Not get on the ball.
Down 3-1, and you're giving up 100% of the ball.
And then in 80 to 85, we get 63%.
Yeah, okay.
And then in 85 to 90, again, when we should be having the ball, we give up 56.5.
Yeah, and then they score, so.
And then they score.
I mean, again, I have to say Mabial on this one again, on the last goal. I mean, that is just atrocious. How is that? Him or McGraw, one of them needs to be watching that. But, I mean, Mabial steps up there. And he shouldn't. And then he's just wide open and behind him.
Yeah, both Mabial and McGraw are kind of both marking the same man here.
But then Mabial steps in a second.
Yeah, Mabial steps kind of more toward... Yeah, steps inside.
He steps towards the ball here.
Yes, yeah, he does.
And then it just leaves the guy wide open.
Yeah.
Like...
Taps it home and...
Come on. Come on.
And... At that point, I wasn't really even watching anymore, but I had still had it on, and I just kind of look up and,
whoop, yeah,
ball in goal. And yeah. I was like, well, this sucks.
Yeah, well,
earlier in the season, we beat the number one team in the West 4-1.
Yeah,
and now we have lost to the worst team in the West 4-1. A team that coming into the game had scored 9 goals,
and they scored 4.
They scored 4.
It's like Austin all over again. When they beat us 4-1, yeah. Yeah, but listen.
And they didn't even have Johnny Russell.
That is true. Yeah. Bro was looking McGregor-esque up in the stands when they cut to him. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the fit that he had on. Like, yeah. But, I will say, though, coming into Seattle now, this is the exact situation that we, for some reason, love to win in Seattle.
We were setting it up, actually.
Yeah, we just to be a terrible team.
Gio, I was gonna talk bad about you on this podcast, but I just realized you're setting us up for the normal Seattle.
He knows we have to be going in just absolutely terrible and thinking that the season is possibly going to end to win in Seattle and turn it around.
Yeah.
So.
My bad, Gio. I should have let you cook a little bit.
This is the third straight year now that we have gone into Seattle being an awful team.
Yeah. And we either squeak it out or win like handedly.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's why I honestly can't predict anything but a win when we go to Seattle. Like I just literally can't. Like
it's kind of tough too because you know you get up for the rivalry game.
Hopefully they're missing Rudy still. also.
Rui Diaz. So I was looking at the sandwich reporter. Rui Diaz will probably still be off the bench. Jordan Morris will not be playing.
Oh, there we go.
Roldan, if he plays, will be off the bench.
Okay.
And I think that was it.
Unfortunately, they have a game midweek because Jao Paulo also got a red card against the Red Bull. But they have a game midweek, so he'll be back.
Oh.
Which is, very unfortunate. So they'll still have Leo Chu. They'll have Lodero. For some reason, Hebert started up top, but...
That's because of Rui Diaz.
Well, but in Vancouver, it was not him.
Really?
I think it was Freddie Montero. No, it was Freddie Montero that started in Vancouver, yeah.
Bruce.
I mean, they'll have Bruce Knock. Alex Roldan.
Luckily, they're missing Obed Vargas.
Yeah.
Who I think went on loan.
He hasn't been playing.
He's at the U20 World Cup.
Oh, well then.
But I also think he then went out on loan. Or that was another one of the...
He's not going to be
there. That was another one of their young players. But yes, either way, he won't be there.
Yeah.
US 20 men's national team. They beat New Zealand today 4-0. Good job,
guys. Yes, they did.
Very good job.
Kay Cowell, looking very nice. Give him that.
Diego Luna also looking pretty
good. Yeah.
I'm terrified to play San Jose. Let's start. Seattle right now is first in the West.
Yeah.
That comes with a caveat of the three teams behind them being able to catch up.
And they're also
St. Louis could go 5 points ahead of them. LAFC could go 8 points ahead of them, and Dallas could tie them. And due to MLS's stupid tiebreakers of...
They're also on a pretty bad stretch still.
Yes.
I mean, since us, they beat Minnesota 1-0. All right. They tie RSL. They lose to KC. They lose to the Galaxy. Squeak out a win in Houston. Then they lose in Austin. Lose in Vancouver. And then squeak one out against the Red Bull. But that's not a very good record they got going.
Not at all.
And now, especially against San Jose, if they have to rotate, especially with all the injuries...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can expect much there.
Yeah, they're gonna be kind of struggling for scoring.
Yeah,
which
is good.
I don't know. Coming up against our defense.
Well, yeah, but if they're struggling to score, that's just less goals.
So. Pretty good team. We're pretty good against. We're pretty bad against teams who are struggling to score.
Unless they're Seattle.
That is also true.
Then we're pretty good.
That is also
so. True.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll still see the usual suspects, as you said: Lodero, Rusnak, Paolo, Chu on the left wing. Back line will still be the same, except for Nuhu should probably be playing. He was subbing in the Red Bulls game. I didn't see anything about him injuring. So they're basically just going to be missing Morris, Rui Diaz, and Roldan. Christian.
Sure. Yeah.
If Christian's not off the bench.
Also,
Rui Diaz is off the bench.
Will Bruin was not on the bench.
Will Bruin is in Austin, remember? He scored the game winner against us earlier this year. Do you remember that?
I sadly do remember that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle is expecting another game where we're on the back foot. Seattle's third most possession this year. We look back at our earlier game against them, and the one that we won 4-1, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, the one that we thought initially was going to turn around our season.
Mm-hmm.
But we're saving that for just a little bit later.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
just like to do it in Seattle. That's all it is.
We do just like to do it in Seattle. We do love the turnaround.
Whatever.
We had a bunch of shots. Shot map looked nice. The possession was exactly pretty much what Seattle averages. 58 to our 42.
Yeah.
Seattle averages 56.5. We average 45.
Okay, so yeah, right around.
So it's pretty much going to be them getting the ball.
Yeah.
And them going with it.
Basically, unless they don't.
It will be interesting to see the dynamic. Especially now without Jordan Morris, because this is basically a front four that is three new people in Lodero.
Yeah, yeah.
And by new people, I mean people that
weren't
here at the start of the season.
Yeah. I also think it could be a turnaround game for Sebastian Blanco. I mean, he also did not look good again in KC, in my opinion.
No.
But he just does not like the Sounders. So.
He does love a Sounders game.
Yeah, especially they took him out. The reason that he's bad is because of Seattle, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
So, just go and kill him. That's probably his mentality when he comes into the game.
But, like, legally.
Yeah, of course. Within the bounds of the game.
That is very true. Yeah. I have to make sure it's within the bounds of the game.
Yeah.
In which that Blanco kills.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like you said, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this game. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's going to be decent weather.
True. You know, true.
At that point, it should be in about the 70s, sunny. Speaking of which, I was talking to you about the League One playoff final.
Uh-huh.
It was Monday at 7 a.m., which in England is 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And they were having drinks breaks, and it was just around 70 degrees.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That is, wow.
Oh, weather forecast went down. Let's go.
Really? So it's going to be even cooler.
High is 70.
Okay.
72, pardon me.
So that'll be like peaking during game time.
But at the end of game time.
Okay.
Ish.
Okay. Yeah.
A little bit. But yeah. That's nice. That's nice weather.
That is nice.
It's not going to be too chilly, especially because the Thorns game isn't like a 7 o'clock game.
True. It was 5:30, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice. Nice, cool, calm. Might have to put on some sunscreen if it's sunny.
As if you're not going to. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, calm down, buddy.
Like, you're not putting out 4 layers before you go into the stadium.
Don't say I'm putting out 4 layers, bro. I'm just going to bring the sunscreen in with me, dude.
Oh,
okay. Come on, you were with me last time. I have to put it on, okay?
I know.
I'm incredibly white. I have to, otherwise I turn red.
Yeah, fair.
It's either turn red or break out.
Well, no, it's kind of perfect, option's though, good. Because you could just turn red, and then you'll be red for the Thorns game.
That's so true.
Come on.
That's so true. I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll have my black jersey, and then so I'll actually just be like...
Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah. That'd be sick.
Literally perfect.
Yeah. Let's go, dude. But yeah, it should be, you know, good weather. Timbers are going to... It feels so weird saying the Timbers are going
to
win this game.
Yeah, but I just have to predict a win, personally. It's going to be a 3-2 Cascadia Classic.
Well, what... Speak me through this Cascadia Classic, huh?
Well, you see, it's going to be 3-2.
Okay.
And this is because we're going to let in 2 goals, and they're probably going to get a bunch of chances, and Ivicic is going to have a game. He did against KC also. We didn't mention that. I thought he had a pretty good game against KC.
Yeah. None of the goals were really his fault.
So they're only going to put 2 in, and they're just going to be
That's really sad. Hold up. They're still going to put 2 in, even though
that's what I'm saying. Well, I just cannot simply predict us to not let in a goal.
Well, of course, like, and that's fine.
Yeah. But I just think that we just get 3 because we got 4 last time somehow.
So we're going down, and they're going up in scoring.
Yeah.
4-1-3-2. That means in September we lose to them 3-2.
No, then it's 3-3.
That's not.
Oh wait, no. That's not how that works. That's true. Yeah.
That's not how your system works.
True. True. Well, who knows?
Leave it to the accountant.
This could turn us around though, and then we jump up to first in the league, and then they have no chance in September. So.
That's true. And speaking of being first in the league, we're still somehow not out of the playoffs. So.
Yeah, we are somehow still in.
We're still hanging on to that night seed, and hey, if the Miami Heat can do it, so can us.
Yeah.
Who's our Jimmy Butler? It's.
Hopefully Evander?
It's probably Sebastian Blanco.
Yeah.
In terms of just a wily vet who's, you know, Blanco's a little bit past his prime.
Yeah.
But, you know, in terms of a vet star who's got that mean streak to him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that mean streak from Evander yet. I can't. He's not that vet either.
Oh, actually, I
would also assign the Kevin Love role to Sebastian Blanco. So I would... That's, Blanco kind of gets 2 roles at the Miami
Heat. Okay, yeah.
And also, Gio Severis is nowhere near Eric Spoelstra's level. And, well, our defense is a lot worse. Whatever.
Okay.
We're the Miami Heat, baby. Come on. And, well, you know.
Also, just like to point out, how are we in 9th? Exactly.
Bro, I just said we are in 9th.
No, but how? We're tied on points. We have a lower points per game than the 2 teams below us.
I think they finally changed. Oh, is it wins? It's wins and then goal differential.
Oh, so the only reason we have that is because they have a game in hand.
Yes.
Because our goal differential. Oh, no, our goal differential is better, actually. Wow.
Yes. No, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, somehow.
That's weird, because last season, didn't they switch it to be points per game?
That was just the season. That was just the COVID year.
Oh, okay.
When everyone, okay. When Colorado played like six less games than everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the first tiebreaker is wins. Stupid.
Yeah.
And then the second tiebreaker is that of goal differential, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you can tell it's wins because Montreal has 18 points with a negative 9 goal differential. And they're higher than Columbus, who is also on 18 points with a 6 goal differential.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if Montreal's one more win really solidifies them as more deserving of the 9th playoff spot than Columbus, considering they have a negative 9 goal differential. Montreal is 4-1 on at home and 1-7 away.
Wow. 1-7 away. Yikes. That's
crazy. We do have one away win this year.
I was going to say, but there's no way that we have more than two. But
we have one away win. Yeah. 5 losses, 2 draws.
Yeah. Wow. What a record.
What was the win? What was the win, Tyler?
The away win?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. Come on.
Come on, go ahead.
Come on, little St. Louis.
Okay. I didn't know if you were trying to like pass for time.
No.
The 2 draws, though.
The 2 away draws?
Yeah.
Oh. That would be...
I got one in my head. I'm trying to think of the other.
Where did we... Dallas?
Yep.
And...
That's the only one I can think of.
Where's the other one?
That's what I'm trying to think of. I'm looking it up. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I'm also trying to... Oh, cool. I know. It was very recent.
Oh, wow, it was actually...
Very recent.
Oh, RSL. Yeah, okay. I've kind of tried to wipe that.
Yeah, that was just...
I've tried to wipe that game from my memory, so...
Not great.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Seattle, 5-2-1 at home.
Yeah.
Tied for the third best home record in terms of most amount of wins. Cincy's 8-0-0 at home.
Really?
Cincy's nice.
Wow.
Cincy's first in the East by 5 points, and they have a game in hand on Nashville.
Wow, yeah. That is a very
Cincy good season for Cincy. Will probably be winning the East.
I mean, they got to be on top of the Supporters' Shield right now, right?
They are. Yeah. LAFC can't even catch them. Yeah, LAFC would be 2 points behind Cincinnati if they won their games.
Yeah, wow.
Jeez. Cincy for real.
Finally good.
Finally good. And all it took was...
Well, they've been decent the last, 2 years. But now they're, actually really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good for them, I guess. Yeah.
Congrats to them. Look. 1.07 points per game is not good.
No, that was pretty...
I'll say it, actually. I'll say it. It's not that good.
No. I mean,
if we lose this game, we will be on 1 point per game.
At least...
Which is also not good.
We could be the Galaxy with 0.064. Or 0.64. Points per game. So at least we're not them.
We did draw them though.
We did, but we're still not them. So
I don't know. We're still so bad.
Yeah, but they are.
Colorado doesn't have a home win. Can we talk about that? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, that
not winning at home.
That's like, I mean, it is Colorado.
I mean, but... yeah, but not winning at home.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's first. All right,
what do they have? 9 points though.
12.
They have 12. Wow. Okay, so.
Oh, good bit of draws.
Okay, they've won twice only. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And hey, look, we still don't have... Our goal differential is -5, which would be second worst in the Eastern Conference, but is good enough for fifth worst in the West. So the West is kind of the conference to be in.
Basically.
We would be in a 5-way tie for second to last in the East right now.
Yeah, that's tough.
And we're currently 9th.
Yeah. Look at us.
We're so good. We could be in the East. We could be with the likes of Chicago and New York and Toronto. Instead, we're hanging around 9th.
The tough thing is we're really not in a good spot, though, because we still have a game in hand on, everybody has at least a game in hand almost.
2 people. Everyone in front of us does. People behind us. Austin and Salt Lake do behind us,
and
everyone in front of us does,
except for Seattle. But yeah, that's not great for us.
No,
to be honest,
no, not at all.
Our bye's got to be coming up, right?
Let me see. Let me see, huh?
I feel like it is.
Let me see. Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday.
Wow, what? We have a Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday again?
Yeah.
What? And we have a game? What? What is this?
I found our bye week. We would normally have another Saturday, Wednesday, or Saturday, Tuesday. Saturday, Tuesday, or Saturday, Wednesday. Saturday, but there is no game on that Saturday, so.
Okay.
And then there's an international break.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we go into a tough stretch. So. Mm-hmm. A tough stretch that we were joking about 3 weeks ago, we would win almost every single game because we thought we were on top of the world.
Yeah.
We thought we were so back.
And then.
And now it is so jover.
So not. It is. So not, yeah.
It is so over, man. Yeah. I don't even.
Yeah, basically.
I know we play well against Seattle. I know it's a joke. I'm nervous. I'm terrified.
Oh, no.
What could happen?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the same thing when we went up last year.
Because the game, the win against Seattle, it wasn't necessarily us being better. We just had like a 10-minute stretch where things kind of went our way. Ball kind of fell to us nicely. We made the right passes. The rest of the game was kind of theirs.
Hey, that's all it takes, though.
I know that's all it takes. That's all it takes. That's more lucky than getting
good. Well, yeah. Yeah. I'll take some luck, though.
But in staying with the Miami Heat, you know, you can get lucky a couple times. Win a couple games.
Almost choke a 3-0 lead.
Yeah. But they won game 7.
They did.
I wouldn't worry about it. It's impossible to come back from 3-0.
That's just not true, to be honest.
Never happened in the NBA.
Yeah. Okay, well, fair.
Oh, and 152. So
152.
Yeah.
Times that it's happened.
That a team has gone down 3-0 and not won.
Oh, well, I guess every time is a 3-0. Yeah. Yeah. This has been a lot of times that that's happened.
It's only the fourth or fifth time that a team has even made it to game 7.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like 152 times that they brought it back to game 7. That's crazy, but yeah.
No. Yeah. And only 3 times has a 3-0 comeback ever happened in North American sports history. North American major sports history.
Wow.
Twice in hockey, once in baseball.
Yeah. I know the baseball one.
But. Hockey 2014, LA Kings over San Jose Sharks in the first round. And then there were some in the 40s, I think.
Yeah.
No, there was three hockey ones. There was three hockey ones. There was one in like the 40s, one in the 70s, and then the one in 2014, which I remember. And for some reason had the remembrance that it was in the Stanley Cup Finals, which I made it so much cooler in my head, but it turns out it was just the first round. You know that like effect? Yeah. I don't know what the name of that effect is called. Where it's like you think one thing for a long time.
Mandela?
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Why is it named the Mandela Effect?
Because it was just Nelson.
Did he not exist or something? Was that like...
Well, no, everybody thinks he does.
Well, yes.
But then everybody found out that he doesn't. Yeah, it's crazy.
My Mandela effect for the Timbers is that I can't think of anything quick enough. Look, we're going to beat Seattle, okay? You said 3-2.
Yeah, I did.
I'm saying 2-1. Same. Okay. We got out of 2-1.
Blanco, we like a good 2-1.
Blanco gets the second.
Wow.
Blanco gets the second. And then does a lap around the field, doing the gesture he did last year, telling everyone to.
Honestly,
telling everyone to smell his butt. Yeah. And as he's making the loop, tears his ACL. Sadly.
Yeah.
But he gets up. He's like, I don't care. Continues to run around making that, and that is the last moment we ever see him as a Portland Timber.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just runs around the stadium. He jumps in the stands. Yeah. He's gonna climb his way all the way up to the Army.
Yeah.
Course. Yeah.
And sits with us for the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
In which we grind it out.
It would be really cool if, because last year, if you remember, there was a couple thorns, or 2 years ago, I think, there was a couple thorns that came and sat to watch the Timbers game after their game.
Yeah.
And that would be pretty cool if a couple Timbers came up, but I doubt it'll happen. But
yeah.
Yeah.
And, look, speaking of the thorns, let's chat a little bit about them, shall we?
We
got their game coming up. If, you know, for most of you out there, I assume you've at least seen a little bit of the Thorns.
Yeah.
Know their players. Probably might be season ticket holders.
True.
Might be in the Rose City Riveters.
Yeah.
You might not be. We're here to talk a little bit about them. I just want to start out with probably my player to watch. You know the brand names, the Sophia Smiths, the Christine Sinclairs. Yeah. For those of you, the uneducated, Sam Coffey. Yeah. Center defensive midfielder.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the jersey tucked in and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Classic football heritage. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Insane distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
Kevin De Bruyne.
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
She's dishing him out like crazy. Yeah. I, you know, may have sadly just missed her chance to make the World Cup squad, unless she continues to play well, just because she didn't get any of the pre-World Cup call-ups to be the six.
Yeah.
The U.S. women's national team is still searching for a true six. Julie Ertz coming back may have figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam Coffey is probably left out of this cycle, sadly, even though she is
incredible.
Dude, she just got drafted last year.
Oh, so okay. Yeah.
So she's got time. But she was like a senior at Penn State or something like that.
Yeah. It's like 23, 24 probably.
24. Yeah. But I mean, yeah. Great player. Like, perfect player to have right in front of the back line. A very good back line.
With Crystal Dunn as well.
Crystal Dunn, Crystal Dunn rocks the midfield. She plays more advanced.
Yeah.
Normally allowing Coffey to kind of just sit in front and roam that back line as everyone else pushes forward. You know, Sophia Smith's in a little bit of a goal drought.
Yeah.
So what we got for? No goals in the last seven games.
How many games are they in or no?
They are 9 games into their season.
Okay. Yeah.
They're tied with the Reign on points.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
But yeah, they drew San Diego last time out. They almost pulled the Portland Timbers. Kind of dominate the entire game and then have a mistake at the back and San Diego scored.
Yeah.
And then Reyna Reyes, new left back they drafted, gets her first goal.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing in place of Klingberg, who's injured, may or may not be playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of the...
Is she on the bench?
Kind of... No, she's injured.
Oh, she's like not on the bench.
Kind of the Blanco. Yeah. Kind of the vocal leader. You know.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Not as past her prime. She's still very much in her prime.
Oh, they do have a game on Wednesday, actually, so that'll be interesting to see who plays in that.
That will be.
I don't know what the group stage is for, necessarily.
Yeah, they have the weird, like...
Oh, the challenge cup.
Competition, yeah.
Yeah, what's the... Yeah, I don't really get that because it's all the same teams that are in the league.
Exactly.
So, like, why not just do it off-season?
More money. But I mean, also, they tried to do it in the off-season one time, and everyone got mad about that. They tried to do it as, like, the preseason tournament.
Yeah.
And nobody liked that because players were getting injured.
True.
And so, they decided to move it in the middle of it. But it's just for money. It's just for the players to get a little more money.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah. You know, their front four is dominant. Morgan Weaver is incredibly fast.
Yeah.
Down the left wing. A little negative. She did go to Washington State University.
Oh, my.
Boo.
Imagine that.
Sophia Smith also went to Stanford. Boo.
Imagine.
Boo. Hina Sugita on the right wing. She played in the midfield last year.
She's pretty good, right?
She is great.
Yeah.
Very good on the right wing. She was even very good in the midfield, playing kind of an advanced role.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the front four of the Thorns cooks.
Yeah.
And then you have Crystal Dunn, who comes up advanced, who we all know cooks.
Of course.
You've got Coffey sitting right there in the back. And then you've got the back, very good back line.
With Bigsby and goal, I mean.
Yeah.
It was a very solid lineup.
It is. I mean, it's the reason why they've, you know, been one of the best teams over the years.
Yeah.
You get to bring Moultrie off the bench, you know.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good squad.
Yeah. Yeah.
They will provide some exciting soccer after what might not be such an exciting Portland Timbers game.
Yeah, hopefully it is. Hopefully it is that 3-2 Cascadia Classic, but...
Hopefully. But like, is at the very least, should be a little bit of fun. It's always fun to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Get gathered outside 3 hours early. Make the walk.
Yeah.
Make the walk up. Try to find what crappy food they have. They do not have good food.
Yeah, no. But, well, they also just, like, cut us off to little sections. We don't even get to, like...
We can roam around.
Well, I guess we can go.
We can always roam around.
That's true. Yeah.
They walk into our section.
Yeah, true. Let me kick them out.
I'm gonna take back what's ours, which is the whole stadium.
That is true. Yeah, I don't think they understand that we own them.
I'm taking back what's ours.
Yeah.
I still remember the one time we had like the ticket snafu, and then we had to like walk back through like
everyone. Oh yeah, that's yeah.
And then one group of kids was like. Like, oh, what was the score of the game?
Six two. Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, just watch. And then we won. And I was like,
yeah.
I was wondering. I wondered what they were doing
that night. I hope those children cried that night. I really hope they did. Yeah.
We should say they were like teenagers.
Yeah, no. They weren't like 8-year-old, like 5-year-old, you know. They were teenagers that knew what they were doing. So I hope they cried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, I mean, look. It's gonna be a fun time. Chanting and singing along and hanging out with everyone and hoping that the Timbers win.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe we can get some, pre-game match interviews like we did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd
be pretty good. Let's go. You got the 3-2. I got the 2-1. Yeah. Give me your goal scorers. You can give me your goal scorers.
Oh, yeah, true. Evander.
Okay.
Got to get one. He's got to get a classic Seattle goal.
Yeah. I like how you said that, even though he didn't score a goal in the first game, and this is his second ever game against
Seattle. Well, that's what I'm saying.
He said he scores against them every time.
Well, what I meant is that he has to eventually get a classic Seattle goal.
Well, yes, of course.
Of course. So, I mean, he's got to get one. And then I'm going to say Zuparic gets one.
Ooh.
Nice. So we like to score with our center backs in Seattle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And get one to Dyrone because he's Dyrone in Seattle.
That's true.
So
Dyrone in Seattle about to go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to start. Well, not probably. There's a chance.
He will. Dyrone?
Oh, actually, no. He definitely will. Dyrone, yeah, that's definitely true.
That was the last one thing I wanted to run through. Assuming Moreno's healthy. There's one more thing after that. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Moreno should be back at right wing. We should pretty much see the same starting lineup as last game unless Moreno is actually too hurt to not start.
True.
Loria will come in and then Zuparic fills his spot. Felipe Mora was full training today.
He was. Wow.
And
that's huge.
He said that his timeline is 3 weeks.
That's what? How's that even? That's crazy.
I don't.
They told us a couple months, like a week ago. What?
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
But
okay. That's good.
I will cry.
Yeah.
They better hope I'm not at that first game he plays at. They will have to stop the game because I will be bawling my eyes out.
The pitch will be flooded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not because it depends where I'll be sitting. If I'm sitting on the lower section, the pitch will be flooding. But if I'm sitting up in the Toyota Terrace, people below will be complaining
about
the
absolute
waterfall.
Yeah,
they have to kick me out. And it's like, what am I? Like, guys, I'm still eating my mac and cheese burrito.
Come on, let him eat. Let this man eat.
But yeah, that was one thing. I was like, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan Clark, for blessing me.
That's huge.
Thank you for blessing me on this day.
I don't even know. That takes Nesgoda off the bench almost.
Yeah.
I mean,
take Fogas off the bench.
No, I know. Yeah.
You know, then that would mean it'd be a while until we saw Fogas again. But
that's true.
Let me make sure I didn't miss anyone else.
So actually, I will say Fogas actually looked pretty good when he came out in KC.
Yeah.
I thought he looked pretty decent. Yeah, give him that.
Yeah. Okay, Jimmy's not at training. Blanco's working out inside, which I'm not. I don't really care where Blanco trains anymore. They've got some special plan
Hopefully
for him.
Hopefully I'll figure it out.
Moreno is training, and Williamson was watching from the sidelines.
Well, Williamson's out.
Nice.
So.
Well, it's nice to know he's still supporting the
lads.
That's true.
There's just don't be giving people false hope like he's going to come back in.
Williamson will start. You heard it here first.
Oh, in Seattle. It's time. He is back. He tricked us. He made us think. He was just waiting to come back against Seattle.
Yeah. But look. And last bit of news, congratulations to LA Galaxy, parting ways with President Chris Klein.
And
turning off the replies on the tweet.
Yeah, nice.
Great job, guys. Hopefully we're next to lose our president.
We'll see.
Hopefully we're next. MLS, let's get on that.
Yeah.
And fans.
I was going to say, that's not really fully up to MLS, is it?
That's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you're going to Seattle, safe travels.
If you see us there, say hey. Maybe you'll get an interview.
Yeah. See us again. Hey, again, our descriptors: a tall, blonde, white guy,
and a short guy that's next to him.
You're mid-sized.
Yeah, mid-sized. Yeah, average size.
You're a little 5'9".
I'm like 5'9", 5'10". Yeah. I'd say it's still a little above, maybe. But yeah.
But yeah, give us a hoot and a holler and a shout.
Yeah.
And let's gut some fish, huh?
Flounder season. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow our Twitter and Instagram, where we will have live commentary during games and posts about when we release new episodes.
Also, if you have any soccer-related questions or comments about the episode, feel free to send them to either of our social medias.
Our Twitter is at TimbersSpotPod, and our Instagram is TimbersFromTheSpot. Thank you guys for listening, and go Timbers!